A Ghanaian teenager sporting cowboy boots in Accra. A Kenyan woman surfing the web at an internet cafe in Nairobi. A Nigerian girl wearing a Chelsea jersey in Lagos. A South African athlete styling and profiling in Air Jordan boots. All too familiar scenes in many parts of Africa. They're also demonstrations of the all-pervasive Western influence on the continent, especially its youth. Damacy Fawole attends school at the University of Georgia in Athens. She is of Nigerian descent. Damacy believes there are both benefits and disadvantages to Western influence on African culture.
A positive aspect of Westernization is definitely the encouragement of the arts and humanities in Africa, because I think historically Africans have felt pressure to go into certain fields that aren't really necessarily creative, but they're job secure and things like that. Historically, you didn't see a lot of music and fashion, but it's coming up now and people are being more creative and expressing themselves in different ways. A negative thing is the language aspect, because most countries in Africa, the official language is English, but it's also important to keep those indigenous languages that they have, especially the ones that aren't written, because in schools and the educational system, they're discouraging the use of indigenous languages and they're encouraging English.
That was Nigerian-American student Damacy Fawole of the University of Georgia. Asifash Makanen is a graduate of Vassar College in the U.S. state of New York. She is of Ethiopian ancestry. Asifash maintains her indigenous Ethiopian name and has not adopted a Western nickname, as of many of her friends. I asked her why.
I was named after my mother's mom, and so part of the reason that I've felt really close to this name is because a reminder of her, because she died before I was born. So this is a way of constantly keeping her in my life and keeping that generation of my family in my life.
Ethiopian-American college graduate Asifash Makanen of Pelham, New York. Nathan Ohini is a high school student in Annandale, Virginia. He is of Ghanaian descent. He says Western influence has been detrimental to Africa's cultural development.
I feel that it has had a harmful effect because the West has made Africans feel inferior. From the very beginning, when they started to imperialize the continent, they killed the people and enslaved them. That's why it was difficult for them to feel their own culture had value. They portray us as like poor and starving, and they also try to portray us as very violent in all the movies like Blood Diamond.
That was Ghanaian-American high school student Nathan Ohini. Esther Gitui Iwort is a Kenyan-born broadcaster here at the Voice of America. As a legacy of British colonial rule in her country, she has a European Christian first name and an African last name. Esther doesn't feel having a mixed European-African name diminishes her cultural heritage.
I think it goes with the kind of the life that I live in, the contemporary life that I live in now, because I do want to assert my faith in my name. I don't think it's Western. I value my African culture as I do the Western culture. But I have to strike a balance between the two. I think I get the value of having good qualities from both of those cultures.
Kenyan-born VOA broadcaster Esther Gitui Iwort. The debate over Western influence on African culture dates back to the late 19th century, but with the advent of the internet, social media, and increased travel, that debate is becoming less relevant. Cultures today intermingle at a level not seen before, and technological advances appear to accelerate their interaction all around the world. This is Alma Zabedje, reporting for VOA News, Washington.